الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الجنة Let's do this rather than talk about the details of al-Jannah. Let's take a tour in Jannah, and let's send somebody to go and visit Jannah for us. Unfortunately, we cannot attach a camcorder to that person to get a live feed from our tour guide. But imagine that you're there. Actually, imagine that this tour guide is yourself. So let's start on this journey to the land of Wonderland. Some of you might have read the novel Alice in Wonderland. This is the real Wonderland, Jannah. فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. In it are things an eye has never seen, and an ear has never heard, and a mind cannot even imagine. So the first thing that will happen is that you will pass, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make every one of us among the people of Jannah. So you are going to be placed in a qantara before Jannah. Qantara is a river or a stream. And you will be the final touches of the purification process will happen in this qantara. So anything between you and the other people of Jannah, so everybody now this crowd is going to Jannah. Anything that happened between them will be sorted out in this qantara. And now you're coming from Yawm al-Qiyamah, which is 50,000 years long. You're exhausted, you're tired. So you want something to eat. So you will be served a treat. What is the first thing that you will eat as soon as you get into Jannah? Fish liver. Now I don't know if you particularly like fish liver or not. But subhanAllah, that is the first meal you will have when you get into Jannah. Ziyadat kabid al-hut. There is a hadith in Sahih Muslim. Thawban, the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كنت قائما عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاء حبر من أحبار اليهود فقال السلام عليك يا محمد فدفعته دفعة كاد يصرع منها فقال لي ما تدفعني فقلت ألا تقول يا رسول الله فقال اليهودي إنما ندعوه باسمه الذي سماه به أهله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن اسمي محمد الذي سماني به أهلي. Thawban says, a Jewish rabbi came to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, السلام عليك أو محمد. So Thawban said, I pushed him until he was about to fall down. So the rabbi said, how come you're pushing me? I said, because you didn't say Rasulullah. How come you just say Muhammad? So the rabbi said, we call him by the name which he was named by his parents. Rasulullah ﷺ responded and said, yes, my name, which my parents gave me, is Muhammad. So the rabbi said, جِئْتُ أَسْأَلُكَ, I came to ask you. Rasulullah ﷺ said, أَيَنْفَعُكَ شَيْءٌ إِنْ حَدَّثْتُكَ, will you benefit if I answer you? The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't want to get involved in an argument. He said, you have some questions to ask. Are you asking to learn? So this man said, أَسْمَعُ بِأُذُنِي, I'm going to hear with my ears. Meaning, I might benefit, maybe I'm not going to benefit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go ahead and ask. He said, أَيْنَ يَكُونُ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضِ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. Anyway, and then he asked, eventually he said, فمن أول الناس إجازة؟ قال فقراء المهاجرين. قال فما تحفتهم حين يدخلون الجنة؟ قال زيادة كبد الحوت. What is their treat when they will enter into Jannah? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the liver of the fish or a whale. Hoot could mean either fish or whale. Now, brothers and sisters, even if you are not particularly in love with fish, you're going to like this. It's different than any fish that you had. It's different. I'm not going to say different than any fish liver that you had, because most likely you never had fish liver. But it's going to be good. And this is going to be the appetizer. The main course will be, according to the next question, فَمَا غِذَاءُهُمْ عَلَىٰ إِثْرِهَا قَالَ يُنْحَرُ لَهُمْ ثَوْرُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّذِي كَانَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. He said, and then what will they eat after that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the bull, or the thawr is a bull that used to eat or graze from the plants of Jannah will be slaughtered for them. In other words, there is this bull right now that is grazing in Jannah, and it's fattening itself and preparing itself for you to eat. So it's going around and eating from the plants of Jannah. So how would the flesh of this thing be when it's eating from the trees of paradise? So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم يُنحر لهم ثور الجنة الذي كان يأكل من أطرافها. This is the main course. And then the rabbi said, فما شرابهم عليه قال من عين فيها تسمى سلسبيلا. And what will they drink? What is the drink that will be served along this food? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, from the spring called سلسبيل. So this is the first thing that you will eat. Appetizer, and then the main dish, and then the drinks. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in another hadith, that they will enter into Jannah. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَأَحَدُهُمْ أَهْدَى بِمَنْزِلِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْهُ بِمَنْزِلِهِ كَانَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as soon as you enter the gates of paradise, you will know the directions to your mansion better than you knew the directions to your house in dunya. Because that's where you're from. You're from Jannah. Right? Adam, where was Adam born? Where did he live? In Jannah. You are his children. So now you're going back to your real home. So your heart will guide you towards your address, and you will know it better than you knew your address in dunya. So now you're rushing through the different streets of Jannah to make it towards your mansion. And as soon as you get there, you see this huge palace, which previously you've underestimated, until you got there and you've seen what a place is awaiting for you. And it is something that cannot be described, because the architecture is completely different than anything we have in dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal says, غُرَفٌ مِّن فَوْقِهَا غُرَفٌ مَّبْنِيَّةٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, mansions on top of each other. تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. So here you have rooms on top of each other. They're not next to each other. They're hanging somehow over each other. And you have rivers flowing in between. So it's an architecture that you can't even describe. And then you see that next to this mansion that you have, which is غرف, من فوقها غرف, you have another mansion, which is actually a tent. It's not a palace, it's a tent. But it's made out of a hollow pearl. لؤلؤة مجوفة عرضها 60 ميلا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says it's 60 miles wide. That's the tent in Jannah. You want to have more of those? The prescription is simple. If you build a masjid, Allah will build for you a palace in Jannah. And there's even something easier. If you pray the 12 voluntary sunan of salah, you will receive a palace in Jannah. 2 rak'ah before Fajr, 4 before Dhuhr, 2 after Dhuhr, and 2 after Maghrib, and 2 after Isha. You got your mansion in Jannah. It's that easy. But now something distracts you from taking a look at the design of your mansion. You are greeted with your wife in Jannah. And as soon as she appears, you will forget about everything else. You're not going to pay attention to the mansion. You're not going to pay attention to the trees. Because you've seen something that has obsessed your vision. And Ibn al-Qayyim says you will be there staring at your wife for 40 years. I mean, that's something that Allah knows how he got that number. But could be possible. And that is al-hur al-ayn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described al-hur ka'annahunna al-yaqut wal-marjan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are yaqut and marjan. These are two gems. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ. They're like protected pearls. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says in Bukhari, لَوْ أَنَّ امْرَأَةً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ اطَّلَعَتْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ لَأَضَاءَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَلَمَلَأَتْهُ رِيحًا وَلَنَصِيفُهَا عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if one of the women of Jannah shows up in Jannah to the people of the earth, so she's in Jannah, she's not in dunya, she's in Jannah, and you are here on earth, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, she would fill that distance with light. وَلَمَلَأَتْهُ رِيحًا. And she would fill it with her scent. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, and the scarf that is on her head is better than the world and everything in it. This piece of cloth, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is not talking about her, just the cloth that is on top of her is better than the world and everything in it. And this hadith is in Bukhari. So you enter into Jannah and she greets you, and you spend some time with her talking, whether it is from Al-Hur Al-Ain or your wife in dunya. And then now you start waking up and you start noticing other things in Jannah. So you're paying attention now to the furniture which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you in your mansion. Now you're not the one who designed the layout, nor was it your wife. This was specially designed. I mean, the layout of the furniture in your mansion was designed by the angels. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, فِيهَا سُرُرٌ مَرْفُوعَةٌ وَأَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعَةٌ وَنَمَارِقُ مَصْفُوفَةٌ وَزَرَابِيُّ مَبْثُوثَةٌ. The layout of the beds, it's very high. The pillows, مَبْثُوثَةٌ, are spread out. So even the layout of the furniture, not just the fabric of it and the contents of it, is amazing. And then when you get into the material and the fabric itself, متكئين على فرش بطائنها من استبرق, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the furniture that you will have in Jannah. But remember that the quality in Jannah, everything is different. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he received a gift, a piece of cloth, silk. Now the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, coming from a very simple background, they've never seen something as sophisticated as this piece of cloth. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received this gift, the Sahaba were grabbing it and holding it, and it was passing from one hand to another, and they're all touching it, amazed at the quality of this piece of cloth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and told them, "Ata'jabuna? Are you amazed at the quality of this cloth?" فوالذي نفسي بيده لمناديل سعد بن معاذ في الجنة خير منها. The handkerchiefs of سعد بن معاذ in Jannah are better than this. Just the handkerchief, the tissues, are better than this piece of cloth. Now you decide that you and your wife would go for a visit in Jannah. You spend some time in this mansion, and now you want to go out and take a look at what's waiting for you in Jannah. There's a lot of surprises for you. So you want to leave, and an angel offers to accompany you to be your guide. So you go with this malak, with this angel, to visit the different parts of your territory. I mean, you're not visiting. I mean, it will take you a long time just to see what Allah has given you. So you're going around, and you smell this wonderful scent. And you're trying to locate the source of that smell. And to your amazement, you find out that it's coming from the dirt. The dirt of Jannah is actually musk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, هي درمك بيضاء مسكون خالص. And this hadith is in Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the dirt of Jannah, the soil, is darmaka. Darmaka means very fine, bayda, white in color, miskun khalas, pure musk. So it's very fine, and it's white in color, snow white, and it's musk. That's the soil of Jannah. You continue with your journey, and you hear the flow of water. So you ask the angel to take you there, and you go and visit this river of yours. And there are cups waiting there for you, so you drink from this water. And you're sitting there, and you're just drinking. The angel tells you, this river belongs to you, this is yours. And you're drinking from that river, and you don't want to go anywhere. You're just sitting there drinking from this water. So the angel tells you, I mean, if you want, you can sit here and just drink as much as you want, but you have another river. How about we go and visit it? So you jump up and you decide to go with the angel, you and your wife, to visit this other river. You get to this other river, and to your amazement, it's not a river of water, but it's something else. It's a river of milk. لم يتغير طعمه. And the color of it and the taste of it does not go sour because of time. There's no expiry date. It doesn't expire. It's always fresh. So you sit there and you start drinking from that river. Again, you want to take advantage of time before the expiration date, and the angel tells you, don't worry, it will be fine. Whenever, even if you come a month from now, it will still be fresh. So you're drinking from that river and you don't want to go anywhere else. And the angel tells you, it's up to you. If you want to stay here, you can. But you have a third river. So you decide that you want to see this other river that is reserved for you. And you find out that it's not water, it's not milk, but it's khamr. It's wine. لَذَّ لِشَارِبِينَ. It is pure enjoyment. So you drink from it, and again the same thing happens. And then the angel tells you that you have a fourth river waiting for you. So now you go and visit this fourth river, which is pure honey. مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى. These four rivers were mentioned in the Quran, Surah Muhammad, verse 15. So you drank a lot of water, wine, milk, and honey. The angel offers to take you to the source or the origin of these rivers, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Qala inna fil jannati bahru al-ma'i wa bahru al-'asal wa bahru al-laban wa bahru al-khamr, thumma tanshaqqu al-anhar ba'du." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there is a sea of water, a sea of milk, a sea of wine, and a sea of honey, and out of these lakes or seas, very huge, the rivers come out. And these rivers pass through the territory of everyone in Jannah. So within your territory, part of the river will be owned by you. And now you're noticing the trees of Jannah. And the guide offers to take you to see some of the famous trees of Jannah. I mean, everything in Jannah is interesting, but there are some special trees in there. I mean, you see this tree and the trunk and the branches are all gold. And you see a tree, it's all silver. So the angel offers to take you to Shajarat Tuba, a tree in Jannah called Tuba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about Tuba, Shajaratun fil Jannah, masiratu mi'ati aamin, thiyabu ahli al-jannati takhruju min akmamiha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the tree of Tuba, it will take you 100 years to cross it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the fruits of this tree produce the clothes of the people of Jannah. So you go to this fruit and just pick up brand new clothes. So you grab for yourself a garment and you're leaving and your wife is grabbing the first and the second and the third, taking all of the clothes that she could get while the guide is waiting for you. And then the guide will take you to the greatest tree of all, and that is Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is a tree of Sidr. Sidr is a tree that exists in dunya. It's a tree that grows in Arabia. And this is a special tree. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qata'a sidratan sawaba Allahu ra'sahu fi an-nar." The one who cuts down a sidr tree will be thrown in hellfire heads first. So it's a special tree. And it is also the highest tree in Jannah. It is right under the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And in Isra al-Mi'raj, in the journey of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam get to see Sidrat al-Muntaha. And he said that I saw this tree, and then the light of Allah came over this tree, so it was covered with colors that I can't even describe. And it's mentioned in Surah Al-Najm, Sidrat al-Muntaha, indaha Jannatul Ma'wa. So this is the tree that is on the top of Jannah. Now, these trees are loaded with fruits. لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة. They are year-round. It's not a seasonal thing. لا مقطوعة. لا تنقطع. There is never a season when you won't find fruits. ولا ممنوعة. And no one will be prevented from eating the fruits of any tree. من كل فاكهة زوجان. And there's going to be a pair of everything. So there's two types of oranges. There's two types of mangoes. There's two types of everything. And if you eat an orange today, if you eat an orange tomorrow, it will have a different taste. And it's better. So Jannah is not the same. Jannah is always improving. Every day is better than the day before. How can you increase your share of the trees of Jannah? Again, it's quite simple. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Ibrahim alayhi salam in Al-Mi'raj, Ibrahim alayhi salam told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, aqri ummatak minni salam. Oh Muhammad, give your ummah my salams. This ummah is so blessed that the anbiya of Allah azza wa jal want to give it salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the first thing he tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he meets him is, give your ummah my salam. Why? Because this is a special ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You were the best ummah brought forth for mankind. And when Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم passed next to Musa in the Mi'raj, Musa cried. They told Musa, how come you're crying? He said, because a young man who was given prophethood after me, nevertheless, more of his ummah will enter Jannah than mine. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, I wish that you will be one third of Jannah. The Sahaba said, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish that you will be, he first said one quarter of Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish that you would be one third of Jannah. And the Sahaba said, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish that you would be half of Jannah. And the Sahaba said, Allahu Akbar. And then in the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be three quarters of the people of Jannah. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is three quarters of the people of Jannah. This is the greatest ummah that ever existed. How can you increase your share of trees? Again, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, give your ummah my salam. And then he said, وَأَخْبِرْهُمْ أَنَّ غِرَاسَهَا. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. وَلَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And tell them that the trees of Jannah are Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. You remember those automatic antennas where as soon as you turn the radio on, the antenna will just pop up. You have that in some car models. So you say Subhanallah, you will have a tree grow up for you in Jannah. Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, a tree will grow up. It's that easy. Continuously make this dhikr. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Now you want to have some more food. You really didn't have anything after that meat that you had as soon as you entered into Jannah. So your Torah tells you you can have it wherever you want. If you want to have it in your mansion, if you want to have it in the tent, if you want to have it here in the gardens, it's up to you. So you make an order, and you ask the tour guide what's available. So the tour guide just points everything around you is yours. And you see this bird, and it looks very healthy and nice. So you point to that bird, and as soon as you point, it's right there on your dish, roasted and ready to go. You thought that's going to take some time for the cook to prepare it, but it's just you just point to it, and it's right there, ready to go. So you have some of this meat, and you drink from whichever river you want. If you don't want to have anything from your river at the time, you can order some salsabil, or you can order from any of the other springs of Jannah. It's all yours. So you had a nice meal. And by the way, when it comes to the wine of Jannah, it's different than the wine of this world. People, when they drink in dunya, they get a jolt of pleasure, but it comes with many consequences. The four effects of khamr in dunya, or negative aspects of khamr, are: number one, you become drunk. Number two, it could cause headache. Number three, vomiting. And number four, increase in urination. Ibn Abbas says that the khamr of al-akhirah is munazzaha an al-qay'u wa-sudaa'u wa-sukr wa-tabawul. Ibn Abbas says the khamr of akhirah is purified of these four things. So it is ladha li-sharibin. It is pure enjoyment. You drink it, it makes you very happy and it gives you pleasure, but it doesn't come with the defects of khamr in dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once describing a river in Jannah, and he said that he saw birds drinking from this river, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the necks of these birds are like the necks of camels. Now the camel has a very long neck, so these birds are huge. When Umar ibn Khattab heard that, he said, "Wallahi innaha lana'ima." These birds are having fun, drinking from this river. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akalatuha an'amu minha." The ones who are going to eat these birds are having more fun. So yes, these birds are having fun, but if you eat that bird, you're going to enjoy it more. So that's the food of Jannah. And now you're beginning to notice the fine details of Jannah. See, in the beginning, you were still obsessed with the major things that you're seeing, the palace and your wife and all that. Now you're starting to notice the fine tunings, the details of the things in Jannah. So you're noticing the plates and the cups. You notice that you're presented wine in a cup made of silver. But it's a different and unique type of silver because it's transparent. Now, how could silver be transparent? قواريرا من فضة قدروها تقديرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is fidda, but it is qawarir. Qawarir is transparent. Nevertheless, it's made of silver. So, how could you get this transparent silver? This tour has taken a few decades to finish. Don't think that that's an exaggeration. Because along the way, you ran across a rose that looked quite beautiful. So you spent a few years staring at it. See, in Jannah, there is no time limit on anything. You are there for eternity. So why rush things? You want to sit in front of this rose and just stare at it for 100 years. What's the problem? You don't have any work. No appointments. And there's no time limit on anything. You want to spend a few months drinking from your river. You want to spend a few years talking to your wife. It's all up to you. You do whatever you want. There's no time constraints whatsoever in Jannah. So now decades have passed since you entered into Jannah. And you will suddenly hear an announcement. Every single citizen of Jannah is summoned to appear next to the barrier that separates between Jannah and Nar. So all of the people of Jannah gather next to this barrier or wall. And when everybody is there, both the people of Jannah and the people of Hellfire, they're all called. The angels will come forth and they're bringing with them death. And death will come in the form of a ram. And death will be placed between Jannah and Nar, and then the angels will slaughter it and kill it. So this is the death of death. And the people of Jannah will be told that it is pleasure and you will never die. And the people of Hellfire will be told that it's punishment and you will never die. It is eternity for both of you. And Rasulullah ﷺ says that is one of the greatest moments for the people of Jannah. When they will realize that this blessing is endless. And that there is no death that will follow them. لَذَّاتٍ مُتَتَابِعَ One pleasure following the other. So now, you will request an appointment with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you'll go and meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you'll spend a few years with him. Again, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in a hurry. You are not in a hurry. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would love to meet you if you're part of his ummah and you're in Jannah. Just as you would love to meet him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cares for you so much that his wives are called Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. He is the father of the Ummah and his wives are the mothers of this Ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said it to the Sahaba. He said, I wish that I can meet my brothers. So he's eager to meet you. He says, and then the Sahaba said, aren't we your brothers? He said, no, you are my Sahaba. My brothers are the ones who will come and they've never seen me. So just like Rasulullah ﷺ is so eager to meet you, you are also eager to meet him, and you can spend a few years with him, talking about whatever you want. And then you will meet Umar ibn Khattab, and you will meet Musa alayhi salam, and you will meet Adam alayhi salam. You'll ask Umar ibn Khattab about his khilafah, you'll ask Musa alayhi salam about his experience with Fir'aun, you'll ask Adam alayhi salam all of the questions that you had in dunya that were not answered. And these meetings are limitless. You can have them whenever you want, wherever you want. إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ Allah Azza wa Jalla says, we have taken out of their hearts all ill feelings. they are brothers sitting on these surur, these cushions. All of those ill feelings that existed between you and your brothers will be taken out. So you will love everyone in Jannah. And you will have no problems with anyone in Jannah. Even if that person happened to be your enemy in dunya. عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, their hearts are so close to each other as if it is one heart. Everyone in Jannah has one heart. As if it is one heart. That is how compatible the hearts are. So part of the fun that you will have in Jannah is meeting your brothers. Even the ones who you didn't know. So you want to be introduced to everyone in Jannah. You want to meet the Muslims of Bani Israel. You would want to meet the Muslim, the Hawariyin, the followers of Isa alayhi salam. You want to meet the few who were with Nuh alayhi salam. You want to meet everyone. And you could do it. You will be introduced to two special gardens that you have, actually a pair of gardens. Jannatayn min dhahab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَجَنَّتَانِ مِنْ فِضَّ آنِيَتُهُمَا وَمَا فِيهِمَا وَجَنَّتَانِ مِنْ ذَهَبْ آنِيَتُهُمَا وَمَا فِيهِمَا You will have two gardens, everything in them is gold. And you will have two gardens, everything in them is silver. The trees, the cups, the plates, everything. Now, we talked about the general or the common pleasures that everyone likes. But you know, sometimes there could be some things that you have a particular interest in. Will those desires be fulfilled? If, for example, you happen to be somebody who loves Nintendo, or what is the equivalent of Nintendo now? It's Xbox. Or is that something that would be given to you in Jannah if you wanted it? Or let's say that you love watermelon, or you love whatever. I mean, I don't know what your special hobbies or tastes are, but you have a certain interest in something. There's a particular brand of cars that you love. You want to own this particular car. Is that something that could be fulfilled in Jannah? The answer is yes. If you have any special needs or requirements in Jannah, they will be fulfilled, and the evidence is in Sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this hadith, actually I don't have the exact text of the hadith, but the hadith is, a man in Jannah, one of the people of Jannah, will say, Oh Allah, I want to own a farm. I want to plant trees. He just loves farming. Allah Azza wa Jal will ask him, Oh my servant, aren't you enjoying the pleasures that I have already given you? He will say, Yes, walakinni uhibbu zara. Yes, but I love farming. And there is something in my heart that won't be satisfied unless I'm farming. Allah Azza wa Jal will tell him, then you can own a farm. So he will be given this farm and he will be provided with the seed. So he will, as soon as he throws the seed, it will immediately grow up and the fruits will grow and they will be harvested right there on the spot. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioning this story, there was a Bedouin who was there and he was laughing. This Bedouin said, this man who wants to farm in Jannah must be somebody from Medina. You know, who would want to farm in Jannah? For the Bedouins, they weren't into farming. The Bedouins were shepherds. But the people of Medina, they used to be farmers. So this Bedouin is laughing and he's saying, this man must be from Medina. This Bedouin doesn't know that there's a lot of people around the world who love farming, even more than the people of Medina. But this is an example of a wish that will be fulfilled for you in Jannah in case you have that special desire. If you love hunting, if you love fishing, if you love whatever you want, will be fulfilled. The day of Friday is a special day in dunya, and it's also a special day in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the people of Jannah, every Friday, will go to a gathering place. And they will be seated according to how close they were to the Imam in Khutbat al-Jum'ah. So it's reserved seating. You can't just go and pick a seat. It is reserved according to where you used to be in the Masjid in Jum'ah. The closer you were to the Khatib on Jum'ah, the closer you would be to Allah in that gathering, because that gathering is between the people of Jannah and Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is when the people of Jannah will get to see the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that that is the greatest pleasure that they will be given. It is to see the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the people of the lower levels in Jannah will get to see Allah Azza wa Jal once a week on Friday. But the people who are in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la will get to see Allah Azza wa Jal twice every day. Once in the morning and once in the evening. This is Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the last da'wah of the people of Jannah will be Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What else to say? Praise be to Allah. This is their dua. This is the final dua. There's nothing else that they want. Everything was fulfilled. So, وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The last da'wah will be, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Thank you, O Allah. In Jannah, there's no stress, there's no pressure, there's no hatred. It's pure enjoyment. Now, the people in Jannah are not eating because they're hungry, and they're not drinking because they're thirsty, and they're not clothing themselves because they're naked. They are eating for pure pleasure, and drinking for pure pleasure, and wearing clothes for pure pleasure. There's no feeling of hunger in Jannah, and there's no feeling of thirst. That feeling of thirst was eliminated in Yawm al-Qiyamah, when he had a drink from al-Hawth. And the hunger is satisfied by the initial meal that they had when they were entering into Jannah. So the sole reason they eat is to enjoy it. Plus, there is no responding to the call of nature. There's no urination in Jannah. People in Jannah do not defecate. Why? Because everything that they eat comes out as musk from the pores of their body. Therefore, you can eat as much as you want. And you can drink as much as you want for the sole purpose of pleasure. Just enjoying the taste and the flavor. Our brief and short tour of Jannah is over. I hope that this would increase your desire to actually be there. There are some other issues that we would like to cover regarding Jannah, but we'll take a break, inshallah ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.